all of us, whether young or old, from different walks of life, spiritually more matured or new, we all have our needs. To my child, I may seem like a powerful and all-knowing mother, but I always let them know too that I am limited. The only one that is without limits and is fully sufficient by himself is God. So knowing that we all have limits and needs, we should fall back on the one thing that satisfies our hearts, and that is the truth of the gospel. Yet the first thing people tend to turn to are often man-made versions of truth, ideologies or methodologies. For example, if a person needs money, they will search for all kinds of financial solutions and think up ways to grow their cash. When one wants to be happy, they will invent ideas to help themselves find joy. It may sound harmless and right on the first look, but these are all manufactured by a very limited and wavering human intention. Without God's truth as the main anchor and guide, we cannot fully understand our created purpose and meaning. If we do not learn about our whole lives through the truth, we will easily lose sight of where we are from, who we are, and where we should go. We may just live our days as is, get by the seasons of age, and the relationships put around us. Without God's truth in a person's life, he would not understand how God is working through different situations or different people. Because there is no clear spiritual perspective, no sense of the spiritual enemies at work in their hearts and minds, and we will easily fall trapped to the insinuations and deceptions of the forces of darkness. So brothers and sisters, we have to be very wary of where and how we seek for answers when our heart is in need. Whenever we find a missing piece or some needs that are unfulfilled in our lives, let us cling even more tightly to God's truth, although it may seem like the harder or slower way, but through the wrestling in our hearts as we mull over His word and meditate through His promises over our circumstances, we will start to understand and break through the blind spots of our faith. The human tendency to get quick fixes during times of need often sets us in a ditch of false teachings and misplaced hopes. What does the Bible tell us? In 2 Timothy 3, verse 2-5, it says, "In the last days, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power." Now we are prone to satisfy our flesh needs, so we have to be even more alert when we are in seasons of lack, because the temptation to fill the void of our hearts with anything we can find is even greater. However, we have to think about the after effects of it. I have had times when I thought that I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over again. How nice it would be if I can just live my life, go shopping, hang out with my friends, stop doing house chores, stop handling the kids, and leave it all to my husband. But will I truly be happy, and how long? In all honesty, my satisfaction would not last, because the glorious calling and purpose that God has given me as a wife or mother, when I neglect it, when I want to find my own contentment, I can have all the fun I want, but at the end, I will not remain in happiness. So the next time we feel like our life is unsatisfying, we are envious of a happy life, ask again, what is it that we are unhappy about? Are all my limitations now absolute? Could I be receiving insinuations and amplifying it? As much as our struggles and needs are real, we also need to put up a spiritual fight to sober up and go back to what God says. Go back to the scriptures. Here in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, Paul says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." Oftentimes, people do not like to deal with the matters of the heart when they read the Bible, but they prefer to find the parts of the scriptures they like or matches their desires. When that happens, they may take the verse out of context, or their prayers and reflection may become more and more shallow. Some may even become more emotionally convicted than spiritually convicted by the word itself. But when we are struggling with issues of lack, the more our emotional convictions will be warped and one-sided. Therefore, always go back to the scriptures, read through the whole context of verses and characters with similar struggles. Work through the advices and the text, not just the parts about blessings, but also the parts about wrestling through challenges with people, through even stagnancies or waiting periods. Then, as you read through the word, as you deal with your flesh, the Lord will help you grow out of focusing only on your own problems, onto the willingness to look to God more and love men. When that moment comes, the Lord has truly freed you from the feelings of lack and needs. So what does the scriptures lead to at the end of 2 Timothy? In chapter 3 verse 17 it says, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now indeed, we are not enough, but no one ever is. We are all in a process, a sanctification process while in this world. But instead of finding ways to be lovers of yourselves, look to loving God instead. Yes, Lord, I'm so weak, but you know I love you. Just like what Peter said to Jesus when Jesus asked Peter if he loved him 3 times. Then what did Jesus reply to him? Feed my sheep. In the same way, Jesus is telling us that a life following after him will not only help us understand what our true needs are and find lasting satisfaction in him, we will in turn not dwell on our own lack, but love and care for the people he has placed around us instead. Brothers and sisters, if we really think through, many of our pain comes from the desires of our flesh that is often tugging at our heartstrings and thoughts. But may we dive deeper into the intentions and spirit behind our needs and sanctify them through the scriptures of God's only satisfying truth. God bless.